This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Pahalgam to review the situation following a terror attack on tourists yesterday. Earlier, the Union Home Minister paid floral tributes to the deceased in the terror attack. The bodies are being sent to their native places. Meanwhile, security has been beefed up in Pahalgam as well as in South Kashmir's Anantnag, adjoining Kulgam and other South Kashmir districts. The Kashmir Valley is observing a complete shutdown today in protest against the attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Most shops, markets and local industrial and manufacturing units remain closed. Public and private transport is off the roads and all educational institutions have suspended classes. We now go over live to our correspondent Tariq Rathir in Srinagar. Tariq, could you bring us the latest update from the ground in Pahalgam?
Thank you. Actually, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Pahalgam to take first-hand account of the security situation in the wake of yesterday's terror attack on the group of tourists. And he will also visit the site, where attack was launched in Baisaran Forest area. And he is also likely to visit the Government Medical College Anantnag Hospital where injured are being treated. So earlier, Home Minister laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at police control room in Srinagar before they were being, they are being airlifted in special flights from Srinagar to their native places outside J&K. And above all, the Kashmir Valley is in a mourning state and they are observing, day-long complete shutdown against the tourist killings. Most of the shops, main markets and the people are, there is very those, streets where deserted look overall in Srinagar city and elsewhere in Kashmir Valley also. Meanwhile, PDP President Mehbooba Mufti is leading protest in Srinagar against the killings and in solidarity with the victims of the attack. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, in a social media post, has expressed his utter disappointment and said it is heartbreaking to see the exodus of our tourist guests. And administration is, making all adequate arrangements for the, for additional flights and other transport arrangements. Right. For the tourists who would be leaving as of now,
right,
from the valley. This is from the Srinagar, Tariq.
Right, Tariq, thank you so much for bringing us those details. Two armed infiltrators have been killed in an ongoing counter-infiltration operation by the army in the general area of Sarjeev and Aturi Nala along the line of control in North Kashmir's Baramulla district of Jammu and Kashmir. An army spokesperson said approximately 2 to 3 terrorists attempted to infiltrate the area during the pre-dawn hours. However, alert troops stationed along the LOC challenged and intercepted them, leading to a firefight. The spokesperson added that a large quantity of weapons, ammunition and other warlike stores have been recovered from the slain terrorists. Leaders across party lines have strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the brutal targeting of innocent civilians in this cowardly attack is highly reprehensible. In a social media post, he said the Narendra Modi government follows a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and those involved in this heinous act will not be spared. He said the Prime Minister is personally monitoring the situation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this dastardly attack on innocent civilians is an act of cowardice and highly reprehensible. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also condemned the cowardly terrorist attack and expressed his condolences to the families of the victims. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the entire nation is united in fighting the scourge of cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, he added that these dastardly targeted attacks are a blot on humanity. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Mumbai Indians at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.